great time of year for us, and we enjoy being here and supporting the community.
There you go. So what's the hot topic today, or what's
well,
growing?
I'll talk about a few different things, but the one I want to talk about is everybody's been planting their vegetables, which have really done extremely well, strictly because we didn't get a late freeze. We didn't even get a late frost. So with very little protection, so the people who planted early this year have really, we've had people actually producing tomatoes and bell peppers already. But some of the issues that we've had is that with the wind, people are coming in with leaves that have turned white, and especially on like squash and cucumbers. And so usually they'll outgrow it if it wasn't too bad. But we're also getting something called damping off. And that's caused when we have those cool nights and rain at night. And damping off basically means the plant will start to grow, a little young plant will start to grow, and all of a sudden it will just flop down. So we're seeing a lot of that. And that is in direct correlation to the cool nights and the wet weather. What you want to watch for, however, is that if you do replant your cucumbers, we're telling people don't water at night. Even though the temperatures are warming up, if you start to water a little bit too much, then what will happen is that they'll just fall. So if you're replanting your cucumbers by plants or squash, really any young tender plant, it's always a good idea anyway to water in the mornings, but it's even more critical with these young tender plants to water in the mornings and not try to wet them at night. And that's what's happening with a lot of the these young seedlings. We're also starting to see some fungus out there, and like we've always said, you know, the fungicide you should consistently spray every 10 to 14 days, spray with a fungicide, and that will help a lot, especially if we start getting some rains. Never water the leaves of vegetable plants. That's critical. You know, some people will take these little the things that you use the water sprinkler, the sprinklers, and they'll wet the, like you use to water the lawn. You really don't want to use that when it comes to vegetables, because it's constantly going to be wetting the leaves. And so that's going to be something you want to watch. And we're starting to see fungus. With warmer temperatures, things are going to really start to grow, especially with these warmer night temperatures. But what you don't want to do is wet those leaves, and that will just cause fungus to explode and just stay on top of that. But overall, what people are coming in and telling us, the vegetable crop is looking really, really good, and that's always exciting. When everybody has success, it just leads to excitement, and people are coming in telling us that that the plants are growing very, very well, and I don't see anything on the horizon to mess that up unless we start to get a lot of rain, and that's kind of the big issue that we got to watch.
Yeah, it looks like overnight Saturday and Sunday, pretty good chances of rain, but not much before or after.
Yeah, very good. Very good. That sounds good. You know, we need a little rain. We just don't want those deluges or where it's kind of, rains for several days and nothing's drying out and that causes problems. Okay, the other one that's starting to sprout now is caladiums. And caladiums are that leafy plant that has all kind of colors, pinks, reds, and they perform very well. Usually you see them mostly in the shade. But people kind of get antsy, especially caladiums will come back, and it's planted by a bulb, and they will come back from year to year, assuming that we have, good drainage. But the bottom line would be that you can plant them now. So if you have bulbs or you want to get bulbs, you can get the bulbs, and you can actually put them in the ground now. A person that maybe put a caladium bulb in the ground 3 weeks ago and a person who puts them in the ground today, odds are they're going to end up being the same size at some point really, really fast. And so, in other words, I guess what I'm trying to say is that you're not too late at all when it comes to planting caladiums. Warm soil, warm night will allow them to grow really, really fast. And remember, with caladium bulbs, buying the bulb is actually the best way to go. Kind of in today's world, everybody wants to have instant success. But when you buy the bulbs, you're going to get a bigger plant for a lot cheaper price, and you can get more leaves out of the bulb. The bulb basically means if you buy a jumbo bulb, you're going to have maybe four or five sprouts as opposed to buying a plant in a container with just one sprout. So just kind of keep that in mind when it comes to the claims. But they're fixing to come into their own now that the ground's starting to warm up, and so we should be in good shape there. One plant I want to talk about, people it was kind of asking about, it's actually two plants I want to talk about. One is called Esperanza, and this is a big bush that normally people see them in yellow, but they're coming in kind of oranges and reddish colors now. And they're going to start to bloom about right now. Esperanza is kind of a about a four to 5 foot bush, makes these yellow flowers in the spring and really throughout the summer, or through late spring and throughout the summer. It's kind of looking for something unique and different that you can take a little height on. It can be grown in a container or in the ground. It has a kind of a serrated leaves and kind of glossy leaves. And again, yellow to orange to reddish flowers. And they do really, really well. It's an underutilized plant, but it's one that does extremely well that people will look for from time to time. But that's a great one. And then the other one is people have been looking for is the Vitex. I think LSU might have named it one of their plants that does real well, and that's the one that's going to make these blue flowers. It's called Vitex or Chase, and it will sprout and shoot these little bluish flowers. We have one the easiest way for me to sell it is going to be one on the east side of Main Street and one on the west side of Main Street that'll start blooming in about 3 weeks, I would guess. And they do very, very well. And so, again, that's something if you want something unique. It's a small tree. It'll get about 15 feet. And when it looks really, really good, it makes these blue flowers. And then otherwise, it has kind of these big leaves. And so for a small tree, it actually kind of blends in well with other bushes and shrubs. And so if it's one that you can take a little height on, the ones on Main Street are around 15 to 20 feet tall. Not big, big trunks, though, so you ain't got to worry about them falling on anything. But they will come back year to year. They can take the cold. People are looking for, Jeff, now things that can take the cold and take the drought. Between last year's drought all summer long and our consistency of seems like almost every year we get one cold stretch, we're starting to look for more plants that will tolerate both of those. If the Vitex have done extremely well and haven't been affected at all. One other thing when it comes to switching now a little bit to fruit trees, you can still plant fruit trees, and the big one that right now is everybody's looking for is one called the Satsuma. And that's a very common citrus tree and probably the most popular of all the citrus trees. And you can still plant them. I just tell people, if you're going to plant like a tree or a shrub right now and you're going to put it in the ground, you want to make sure that you're able to keep it watered. Last year, if you're able to water your trees once or twice a week, they made it through the summer with no problem as long as you mulch them. If you can't water something, then just wait till the fall and do it. And what I mean by can't water, I mean sometimes you may be planting two or three trees that may be 400 feet away from the house, and it's going to be a pain to keep watered. Forget it. Just wait till the fall. It's going to give you a much better opportunity. You won't have to, in the summertime, if you miss a watering, it's usually not a good situation. But in the fall, it's not as critical. So if you do miss a watering, that's fine. The temperatures are milder. Usually we have a relatively lot of moisture, and it's really a non-issue. So kind of keep that in mind. But don't hesitate not to plant it as long if you can keep it wet. And so people say, oh, is it too late to plant when it comes to anything? No, it's only too late to plant if you can't keep it watered. If you can't keep it watered, it's too late to plant. If you can, you're fine, and you'll do fine. When it comes to bedding plants, Jeff, we're in full swing. I think that, pretty much the snapdragons are still looking very, very good. The temperatures are starting to get into the mid to upper 80s, and that's going to change the dynamics
dramatically. And so, you know, all your warm season stuff, the Angelonias, the Vincas, the Salvias, Portulacas, and the Purslane, all that stuff is ready to go. No rush on you to say, oh, I'm going to take out my snaps before people run out of stuff. That's not going to happen. Enjoy the snaps. I'm just saying they're about a couple weeks away, and we'll you got time to plan, I guess is what I'm saying. And, Jeff, other than that, they're banging on the doors over here, so I'm going to take off. You have any questions?
No, we're good. I appreciate it. I know it's your busy time of year, and we'll just remind people to keep it coming over there at the corner of Hopkins and West St. Peter.
Okay, Jeff. Thanks so much.
You bet.